Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let us quieten our hearts before we pray together our collect for purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts. And our penitential Kyries for Easter. Lord God, you raised your Son from the dead. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, through you we are more than conquerors. Christ, have mercy. Holy Spirit, you help us in our weakness. Lord, have mercy. And our collect for this morning, the third Sunday of Easter. Almighty God, who in our great mercy gladden the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us, that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life, and serve you continually in righteousness and truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from 1 John 3, verses 1 to 7. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Saviour Christ, according to Luke chapter 24, beginning at the latter part of verse 36. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah still is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, Amen. I wonder, in these days, what are you thankful for? When I think of morning times, I am thankful for sunrises. I am thankful for a good cup of coffee. I am thankful for either toast or porridge. During the afternoon, I am thankful for a jacket if it is raining and a hat if it is cold. In the evenings, I am thankful for a good meal, for family, for friends, and for a good sunset. A comfortable, fluffy pillow. Small, simple things that many other days can seem very insignificant, but depending on what we find ourselves going through, each of those things can have great significance for who we are, for what we're thankful for, and for where we see the Lord. I know in conversations over these last few weeks, in the response from what we had for our Easter dawn service, many people have been talking about how they really feel the presence of God at a sunrise or at a sunset. Is it any wonder we love to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus at Easter through a dawn service, a new day, hope that comes? Later on in our service online, you will see Dave speaking to us, and he will be talking about this whole aspect of thankfulness, things that we should be thankful for. As a church, what are we thankful for? What have we seen God do for us? What is our role been in being thanked or to be thankful for where people have met needs, done what they can do during these days? Friends, I want to encourage you again with the words that Jesus reminds and constantly reminds his disciples, knowing their hearts of fear and amazement and wonder at this man, this God who has come back from the dead. He says, "Peace be with you." Our call with the gospel is to love God and to love others. That love can take all sorts of different shapes. During these seasons that we have been going through over these last many number of months, I really believe God wants us to know his peace, his joy, to know who we are called to be in Jesus, to know the voice of Holy Spirit, and to know the heart of the Father, so that we can be that heart for those around us. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Give grace to the church to witness through faith to the message of salvation which the apostles received by sight, as he ate with them in his risen body, May the sacrament of his body and blood bring life and healing to all who receive. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that the peace of Christ shall bring an end to all disharmony in the world. Where there is strife between nations, hostility between races, disputes between individuals, may his presence bring a new and fuller life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. When we gather with our families and friends, wherever we can, keep us open to feel the presence of Christ among us. Within our own community and all that we are, make us witnesses of grace that we have received. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, have mercy on all who suffer. We pray for those known to us or unknown, who are sick in body or in mind, for the lonely, for the homeless, for the bereaved. May the wounds of Christ's passion, bore through death to his risen body, be all healing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you for all who have died in the faith of Christ and who are risen to new life in him. May we in our time rejoice with them in seeing him as he is, no ghostly image, but the living power of God. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And again, I continue to share the peace that you have with those around you. As we come to this time of communion, again, if you have bread and wine or a biscuit and some juice, please do have it by you so you can be reminded of all that Jesus has done for you in his love and in his mercy. So wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. Christ, our Passover has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. And we will pray prayer 3. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And the bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. And so the body of Christ, given for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. Living God, your Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in all his redeeming work, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. So may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Amen. So go in the peace of the risen Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.